For the first activity, we asked our classmates to take on the role of the villagers, and they were asked asking the gingerbread man a different question on how he was feeling, why he was running away, if he'd trust the fox. This technique is called hot seating, and it is very effective as it allows you to get in role and really think about what the character is feeling, in this case the gingerbread man. We also have the villagers who answered the questions. This activity was very successful, and our classmates were very intrigued to know how the gingerbread man was feeling, and therefore it resulted in a lot of conversation and discussion. Following on from this, the next drama convention that we were carrying out was called Thought Tunnelling. During this activity, our classmates were asked on what their thoughts on the fox were and if they found him trusting or not. They split themselves up into two lines, as it is a large class, and we asked them to give one word thought on the fox. One person from my group walked up and down the line, and each individual shared their own opinion of the fox by stating one word. The most popular words that were generated were sly, untrusting, sneaky and cunning. And this activity worked really well, as it allowed each person to give their own thought on the fox, and it was done in a way that didn't require a lot of explanation. It was quite concise, straight to the point and fast. The final technique that we covered today was called voice and head, and the class split up into pairs to carry out this activity. Each partner labelled themselves A and B and took on the role of one being the fox and one being the villagers. This was quite effective, as it allowed each individual to not converse with one another but share their thoughts and feelings on the situation and the story and the character they were playing. We then asked each pair to feedback and give their perception. After the micro-teaching task, we discussed how we would use drama to teach children about different topics. It was highlighted to us that in our future practice, we should be very sensitive when delivering this type of when information on certain topics, such as the war, as it's kind of a real-life experience, and it can be ongoing, as maybe children's grandparents may have experienced it or they've heard stories about the topic kind of thing. So due to this, children might have already formed their own opinion on certain things. For example, when teaching about the war, it's important not to share your own thoughts, your own opinion. And if you do share your own opinion, it can influence the children in a way that they might not agree with, that they might go home tell their parents or guardians about, and they might not agree with, and it can cause the children not to make up their own minds based on the stated facts. Therefore, we can use the drama conventions to teach children about topic work and use different techniques to explore the sensitive subjects and have discussion with them in a free way with children that is mostly child-led based on facts.